pay for some of his needs.
How? What context was it in?
He was talking about his knee operation he needs to have.
Oh, his knee.
Yeah.
Is he going to do that operation?
He was supposed to have had it done a long time ago. I don't know. You know, when he first came back to the city. I don't think he did. That was an excuse that he gave school. He gave the school that excuse for not going back that semester. But evidently he didn't get it done, and I guess that's why they canceled the scholarship.
This is some really weird situation where a man would throw down, what was it, $11,000-$12,000 scholarship.
Right.
He wasn't doing all that bad in dentistry, was he?
No. All I know is what he told me. And he said that he was, you know, when he stopped his class, they had him going to other schools, lecturing and stuff, so.
What was his reason for not going back? I think I asked, what was his reason for not going back to school? Did let him back?
His reason that he gave was that he wanted to, for his knee operation.
No, I mean, now that he's back home, why didn't he?
Oh, he lost his scholarship. Why, he's not there right now, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he lost his scholarship, from what I understand. And Terry said something like he took out a loan from the school and he's got to pay so much back before he can still let him back in.
Well, that's interesting. Probably wants to do some extortion on us. We're not going to. Anyway, that's what I felt to call you about, I presume, because I wondered where he was. I couldn't get hold of, I thought I'd get hold of Adele myself. And you answered it. Carload of people.
Yes. Yeah.
8325, I'll just ring to see. I felt to call you nothing in particular other than to tell you that he hung up outraged that he was considered a traitor.
Well, if there's anything I can do, you know,
let me know. Yeah, no one referred to him as a traitor in the thing either. I listened closely to Beck. He boiled that he isn't, evidently Terry's not happy and he's resentful that you called him and he called him, so I don't guess we can call. I'll have to call him or we'll have to call because he'll start that shit with his mother again and say he's been harassed. And of course we've got clear proof that neither one of you did anything but talk nice, but that was the general tone. It's hard to hear him. It's very garbled, but he mentioned three or four times he was insensitive to you and he had beckoned you and called him. Put him in the same class with others. Nobody, you didn't even discuss treason. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
No. In fact, I bullshit with
more
than I probably should have.
Yeah, it was nice. And so was Beck. Beck was just as equally nice as you were. Other than that he didn't ask him homemade things about the deer. That's the only thing I had left undone. You kill those words of deer. But you don't know what to say when you're in a conversation. I know how easy it is to. When we see people behave like this, God, I for animals. Shame any animal ever has to die, any kind of animal, for humans to live. But the gentleness of your tone, and Beck's was quite similar. But he's really ape. He thinks that everybody's blocking work opportunities. It's perfectly insane. The offer was made for me to, if you happen to run across him routinely, then say that I just come and I'll talk to him. You can get on the phone and I'll call wherever the hell they want to, he or Terry, you know, I'll call wherever they want to work, put in 2 cents for them. Put in the best word. I want them to be able to live. I wish they weren't here. I think they're not here for the right motivation. We're not trying to control their living space. We've had too many people try to restrict ours. But I do think that they're not up here for proper reasons. I don't see what any first one went up here unless they were in this group. It's ideal. Why a couple could be some heat on the city or something. Well, it's basically that the pad there for him and his mother's and pad for Jim and his dad's, that's what it amounts to. But he blew enough to let one thing out. He said, I've had all kinds of opportunities to do dirt, all kinds of proposals been mentioned to me, and I wouldn't participate in it. That's the first time he hadn't mentioned that to you, had he? But all they can do, it works both ways. Any more time over it. I just felt to call you. I thought he's probably headed right to Cobb, and I didn't know why I had to talk to you. This is probably why. You met Ingram's call and Ingram. Yeah. They're probably all together. At least it locates Cobb, and that's to some degree. All they've got to do is entertain themselves. Rascals, I'd be afraid to live such a life, and what's dangerous if they even have an accident on a road through routine? They, if they just routinely had an accident from their jive doping and whatever they do, they'll credit us for it.
Sure.
It's complete idiocy. I suppose they thought Ingram was on the road to meet them there.
I had to laugh about that because I know Jim Cobb's probably looking over his shoulder right now.
It's too much. Thanks for talking, son.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling.
8325.
Yeah.
If I find out anything significant that we could look into, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank
you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Johnny?
Hmm?
Father.
Hmm?
This is Dad. This is Father.
Oh.
How are you doing?
All right.
Who do you know, who does your dad know over in Lakeport? Wayne said that he knew some people over in Lakeport.
Oh, I don't know if he knows anybody in Lakeport.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
You never mentioned that to Wayne, huh?
Uh-uh.
You didn't over in Lake County? He doesn't know anybody over in Lake County that you know?
Nothing I know of.
What did Jim say to Joe?
Oh. He just told him that he was going to get a job. He was looking for a job.
In the house in Redwood Valley.
He was looking for a job in Ukiah. And he was going to move out in Redwood Valley.
I see.
Terry's
down. Huh?
Terry's down.
Down where?
Riverbound. Terry's looking for a job. Looking for a job, too.
Yeah, I know she is. You mean they're living here now, you're talking about?
I mean, she was staying here. She's staying here.
Yeah, they're over with his parents, I think.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, my sweet son.
All right.
Don't worry about it. We just hope they'll do what's good, get right back in the group, the only place anybody can be safe.
All right.
But they got a lot of changing to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Are you through on the phone?
John there?
Who is this?
Is John there, please?
No, he's not.
When do you expect him?
I don't know. Who is he?
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
And I don't like.
No, but I've never heard the name before.
Well,
so I'm always hesitant.
It originally was Danish and came from Bogue, and I understand there's a family here in Redwood Valley with that name. But when my husband's father came,
Bogue, to they're a member of our church.
Yeah. When they came to this country, people mispronounced it, so he just changed it to Bogie to make it simpler.
He had good sense.
Well, Nancy, I just wanted to say, if you'll tell Terry, you know, she's one of my youngsters, and I'll always feel that way about her. And I'll gladly write a letter of recommendation that she can carry with her any place she wants to go to get a job.
That's probably nice of you, Marcy. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to do it, because I know...
And I for John, too.
Well, thank you.
Same. Have Elba Marson would, too, but probably, if she's hunting nursing, Marson's recommendation would even be more valuable.
Well, I'd
than
do
mine.
It for John. I was just... thinking in terms of Terry working in a hospital, you know. So, I'll write it and she can pick it up or I can mail it to her or whatever.
You can mail it, that would be fine.
Okay, let me get the address. Just
okay.
A moment. Okay, what is...
It's 601 Laughlin. Excuse me. 601 Laughlin.
Okay.
Redwood Valley.
Okay.
He said something about wanting to meet with me personally and not with anybody else. Tell him that's all right.
I'm going to get off the line.
Tell him that.
Okay,
that,
thank you, Mark.
Tell him that is all right, too.
Uh-huh.
But he said something that Jim Cobb wouldn't meet with him, with me. I don't know what to
do. I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
But anyway, tell him.
Actually, I prefer not to become involved.
Tell them if they wish to meet with me alone, that's fine with me. I don't care. I'd rather not. I don't like to meet, if he and John are not on good terms, I don't like to meet with them separately. Because that's when trouble, you know.
Yeah.
People, I'd rather just see them together. But if they're on good terms, then fine. As I said, I got this second hand. And he'd tell me what he wants me to do in terms of his job assistance, I would be only too glad to help him. I only wish he were here on our security work. Unfortunately, everyone has their own life to lead, and
that doesn't work out too well from my standpoint sometimes. We are short-handed, but I want him to live his life and appreciate the fact that he has stood by our principal brotherhood. He's never let that down. And,
no, I don't think he would.
And so if he'll tell me the specifics, and if she she also probably ought to spell out the specifics of what kind of job she is looking for, so Marcia can give a, she said she could give an exact kind of description of her talent.
Yeah.
In other words, if she'll tell her what she's talented in, Marcia will put that in rather than just a general letter that this is a good person.
Yeah.
Sometimes in nursing, they want a little bit more than that.
Sure.
So
okay.
Tell her to just let us know what it is. Or let it be with the secretary. If she can't get me, we're busy as Dickens. But if she'll call here after 6:30, usually, Marston's here a little early today, but after 6:30, if I'm not here, Marston is.
Okay.
Thanks okay. So much. You really don't have too much concern for the kids, do you? That you mentioned that you were afraid that...
Well, it's just unusual for them not to be here, or if they are gone, not to have taken the car, so...
Didn't they tell anybody? Did they not say a word that they were going?
No, they left no note or anything. Tony came home and they weren't here, although the truck was here. As I say, I couldn't check to see.
Well, Wayne, Wayne's out working on the buses, so they're not with him. I know John and Wayne have been close, but I don't, I imagine it's just that they're someplace with Jim.
They may be with someone else, I don't know.
The, how's Tony doing?
Okay.
Someone told me she got on the honor roll or something.
It's fine. She isn't too happy with school. She doesn't like her teacher, unfortunately.
Somebody told me something very nice about her, though. Who told me that? It was, I think the other time, before, you know, when she was living there with you alone.
Uh-huh.
And tell her I heard some good things about her anyway in school.
Okay. Well, she had a teacher then that she was crazy about. She was really enjoying school. But when she came back the second time, got a different teacher.
Well, tell her Jim could sympathize. He's having the same kind of a problem.
Yeah.
So, I think that this is a lot to that with a child. If a teacher doesn't...
I think so, too. I can remember in school I had a couple of teachers. One in particular that I think had two dresses. And she'd wear one for 2 weeks, and then I guess she sent it to the cleaners while she wore the other one for the next 2 weeks.
Well,
and I got so sick of those dresses and that woman that I could hardly stand to go into her classroom.
There's nothing personal with Tanya. She's been not being unfair to Tanya.
Oh, I don't think so, no. It's just that...
Because we get along royally with Brolic. If you ever have anything like that, let me know. She goes to Red Valley School, doesn't she?
Yes. Well, I did talk to Mr. Brolic, and her teacher happens to be Mrs. Bogus.
Oh, dear God, have mercy.
Yeah.
You said it all.
Yeah. So
none of our children get along with her.
You can understand.
None of them get along with her. I don't know what you do with that. Just tell her to endure it.
Well, that's what I told her.
She suspended one of our sons, you know.
Yeah, I know.
She put him out, I don't know how long, 2 or 3 days.
And,
Bogner.
So I threatened Tommy with sending her to Deep Valley Christian School, and she decided she'd stay at Richmond.
I think she'd hate Deep Valley.
She probably would.
So I believe Bogner is a little better, they tell me, but when Marston said she thinks that she's a disturbed person.
There's a Mrs. Hayden that Tony likes very much.
She's a lovely woman. She's a lovely, lovely teacher.
So yeah. Hopefully next semester Tony will get a teacher that she likes. Maybe Mr. Hayden.
He's a good man, too,
yes.
So I understand. But I don't know all the names, but the children speak very well also of a Jones, no relation. Bliss. Bogner, I've heard that Bogner has a little bad attitude about race. Does she know that John is married, or a companion with him?
I don't know whether she does or not, and I could tell from her attitude when I went to see her about Tony that she was opinionated about about certain.
She's very opinionated. The strange woman.
Yes.
Very strange woman. She's pro-Indian and anti, so our children have included, anti-black.
Uh-huh.
Jim had an awful time.
Well, that's too bad. And it certainly, it kind of scars a kid, you know, when they're in elementary.
Don't project
school.
That. Now, I'm passing hearsay and I've had enough hearsay to me. Jim, did you say... Jim says Mrs. McKinney is awful. Does she have Mrs. McKinney here?
No, she just fell in love with Mrs. Hayden.
Mrs. Hayden's a good person. I've heard nothing but good words about Mrs. Hayden.
And apparently she does things in class that Connie's very much interested in. She keeps the kids' interest up, you know. And Connie gets bored in Mrs. Bogner's class. And then Mrs. Bogner yells, I guess. Connie cringes every time she opens.
Well, I've heard from no less than a dozen erratic behavior that I would have, in my day when I taught school, they would have fired you for. But I don't know. She ought to be close to retirement. When isn't?
But Mr. Brolic seemed to kind of favor her, so I didn't get very far with
him. He did.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm certain that Brolic respects us. We painted the whole. Building, you know, practically.
Yeah.
If it gets bad, then don't hesitate, Nancy. I'll say a word. I don't want to push unless you ask, but I certainly will be glad to.
Well, thank you. But, you know, again, too, I think this is part of becoming an adult.
I agree with you. You can't take every hurdle out from...
You can't have everything your own way in this life, so you might as well learn to cope with some of the bad spots, and then the others seem much better.
Frankly, though, in all fairness to your granddaughter, she does have a mountain to surpass with this Bogner. I've at least heard a dozen. I'm probably underestimating, but I don't remember just who. But I know Jim had an awful time.
I've heard that from several other people, too. And after meeting the woman, I could have.
Marshall thought that she probably ought to look into some hormonal. She said she behaves like a person that's cycle just gets out of control and then she doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I think she does have a problem.
Well, we all do. I wish we could solve some of these people's problems easily. But she to show you her extreme paranoia about the black, she thought some...
Excuse me.
Sure. One of her neighbors said that she kept saying that black people were looking at her windows, for instance.
Oh.
So, that, you know, that shows that she's a bit... I don't think there's any black people lives around her except Richardson. Bob Richardson's out on the road all the time. Well, anyway, I won't take more of your time.
All right. Well, it was nice of you to call, and I shall pass your message on.
Thank you.
It'll be very much appreciated.
And just anything, and tell them that not to hesitate, because the way I got it, that they thought we were reluctant for them to work and be in this area. I'm so glad that I wish I could get all of my San Francisco people, particularly the interracial people, out of that area. It's... That's six people, you know, that's been shot in a month's time.
It's getting close.
And I know if they don't stop it, there'll be ignorant whites that'll take up the cudgel and repeat
right.
It only on a more mass basis.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wonder, one of the policemen here told me he wouldn't be at all surprised if they're not masked, that they may not even be black. It may be done, you know, just to get people excited. Yes.
How are you?
Can't complain.
Oh, good.
Not enough sleep.
Enough sleep. Did you talk to Don Beck?
Wait.
like on your end, though, because I've only got one.
I'm not. Nobody of mine.
You hear it?
That's me.
Oh. Huh. You think somebody's listening?
I don't know. Probably all of them listening. So let's not just talk too much.
He told me that he and the Planning Commission, some members on the Planning Commission, had kind of taken it in their own hands to call me and tell me that they thought it was pretty shitty of me that, you know, people that believe in brotherhood can't meet and talk together, you know, like it was my goddamn fault that Jim Cobb doesn't want to meet with me in the room, you know.
Well, that's what bothers them. I think they've been told a whole lot of things that I haven't even heard some of, but I don't even want to hear it, that essentially that you see people can just lie faster than horse could trot. That you and Terry and he and his companion were living together. You see people, they can see hallucinations, illusions and everything. But I know they didn't see this, but they saw you moving in San Francisco on the same blessed day. In fact, I think they came up here. That's what was called in from San Francisco. And so, they don't know what to believe. Linda says certain things that people are going to do with her, and I think she's dropped your name in it. I don't talk to her. I don't know the things she's saying. And Whitey and Freestone, he's always been.
Yeah.
So it you have people, no doubt, telling you all kinds of stuff.
That's
it's enough to drive people crazy.
Stuff. It sure is. It's about to drive me insane because what I tried to tell Don yesterday was, you know, I don't think anybody that's ever left the church has ever been as helpful as I have been. You know,
we know that.
And,
so,
you know, feel free to call me anytime you want and ask any kind of questions. I'm always willing to answer.
You gave a letter from that.
That's right. And then to have him classify me as being some kind of a treasonous pig just pisses me off.
He wasn't, he said. He said he was trying to get you to convey to Jim Cobb because we have no way of reaching you. He said he was trying to convey to you that our character, so you get them together. He thought you could do it, but he doesn't understand all the circumstances. He doesn't know the alienation. I haven't told him your personal business, and Wayne hasn't told him your personal business, that there was animosity between the two of you.
Yeah,
there was.
Because I had spent the whole morning hours talking with Jim, trying to, you know, to make some sort of arrangements for some kind of talk. But he decided that that's not what he wanted. And, like, there was nothing I could do about it, you know. And Don Beck comes off, you know, like, I'm letting down brotherhood and doing all of the kinds of things. And then starts to give me a thing about...
Are you sure he said you were letting down brotherhood?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I really think Beck is one that means well. He certainly can trouble the waters. The minute I found out about even Wayne talking to you, the reference to seeing me, I thought, well, I'm going to call you. But then after I called your mother, I found out that there was indeed more to it than I had even known at that time. So I tried to convey to her, and then I realized I'd walked into things she didn't know beans from apple butter about Cobb. And then I said, well, you know, you hear everything. I said, if you got to me wrong, because the secretary gave it to me. The secretary actually knew that Beck had called, and she was giving me a bunch of garbled stuff that you were upset and disturbed. And when I could put it together, I could tell your mother didn't know anything. She didn't know what I was talking about.
I wasn't even here when you called, you see. My truck was here, but I wasn't here, and she didn't know what
she
got worried
freaked.
Because...
She was freaked, and I thought, what in the hell is going on? She said that. Go away without letting her know.
Yeah.
But I presume that maybe
you were trying to talk to Cobb or something. I didn't know. I didn't worry after a while. I thought nobody would certainly harm you up here. Don't alarm yourself in this way. This board sometimes does things that are pretty stupid. They would never, never move in any area, like stopping your work. Now, I don't know who did you, your companion, see, who did Terry see in the hospital? I didn't get that clear. That was not supposed to be that kind.
Ira Johnson.
Ira Johnson. Generally, statuesque zombie in her face. I don't think she would go to the hospital. But if it'll help, Terry Marston has written a little letter of recommendation, but it isn't complete enough. What she needs is more precise things of Terry's experience. If you could jot down some things where Terry's had some experience to include these nursing homes or hospitals.
Yeah, well, it seemed kind of strange because, like I told Don over the phone, he got in my face about this letting down brotherhood and stuff. He felt it was a shame that people couldn't communicate. And I said, yeah, that sure is a shame because, here it is, a black sister in town meets another black sister that still represents integration even though she might not be around the body. And the other sister doesn't even recognize it with a nod. I wasn't asking her to come across and carry on a conversation, but a nod or a smile.
Here we go.
No.
Please tell Terry not to judge. I think Ara is a grossly unfriendly person. I tell it to her face. We've been through this before with Ara, by the way, so it doesn't do much good. Others in the church accuse her of friendly. I don't know whether it's her manner or demeanor. She passed me square away last night at the children's building. Just zipped by and she was so that's just coincidental. Happened to be Ara. She was in her white uniform, going somewhere, I guess, to work, or had been from work. But she passed me square away. I never said a word.
Yeah.
So don't tell Terry not to be apprehensive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because Terry was completely qualified for the job. The lady was very, very kind to her. She talked with her for over an hour and showed her all around the hospital like she had already had the job and there was no problem. And she still hasn't lost the job that I know of yet, but they're just taking an extra long time now, letting her know whether she did get it or not.
Well,
but the lady had treated her very, very kindly, and it just seemed kind of strange that all of a sudden there's a hole.
She could take this letter. Frankly, Marston's in a position that it might hurt or it might harm, as you could determine.
Mm-hmm.
She's got power in the terms of inspection institutions.
Right.
I would think they would give her the job with the letter. They might be afraid that she'd be a plant of Marston's and not give it.
Yeah.
We got the letter, son. It's already written out.
Well, no, I appreciate that. Now, I've never questioned anything that you've done. It's just that I didn't like the idea that somebody would call me on the phone and threaten me with that the Planning Commission had gotten together and was going to do something. Because I've been extremely kind, and I've gone out of my way. They've decided. They said they would never go past you on any matters, but that they felt that that I should not abuse you by not communicating, and that others shouldn't abuse you by not communicating with you.
There couldn't be any grounds for that because all the person we've had any question about communications at all has been Jim, and we were trying to get through to him. I would prefer not to meet with him out of loyalty. I wanted to meet with both of you. Why doesn't he want to meet with you? What's his opinion about
him? Well, there's the feelings from when we're in Spokane. There's a lot of different things that happen since left the church.
Because I don't want my ear bent with a lot of stuff about you kids.
Uh-huh.
I want to maintain the same rapport with one, whether you're outside or inside, I want to be the same. And I don't know why. Jim, I know they weren't meaning this for you. I know that because there's not been a negative word spoken about you. In fact, just the contrary. What he was trying to get through in his probably poor way was to get to Jim Cobb, and it's terrible he doesn't communicate. And can you get him to communicate? Why won't he communicate? Probably trying to get you to do. I'm just presuming something.
Mm-hmm.
But presuming that maybe you could have some influence over Terry, and Terry could have some influence over him. But people were very gratified over that fact that you
showed us what that Ruth was up to. Jesus. Jesus truth.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know one person that has said a negative word about me. Now, on the periphery, I can't control each one of their facial reactions, but I did say publicly. In fact, I have said publicly, never have rescinded it, coming back, negotiating. The only thing I said publicly was that it looks like they're coming back, because that's the way it was reported to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that's ever been said publicly. But they're with us, and it looks like they'll be coming back. Terry wanted to work some things out, or something like that. It's been too long now for me to tell you exactly what I said.
Right.
But there's been not a negative word in any liar or any troublemaker that says otherwise. You bring them to me. There's not been one word said out of this mouth, or any mouth, about you, or any other place. So what Beck was doing, with all good intention, was to get those two, hopefully get Mickey. Mickey doesn't communicate, you know. We've never seen Mickey. We don't know what to think, and we are told so much.
Well, you know, as of lately, I helped them get their things back up to the valley. I drove down in my truck and picked up some of their things. That might be where your rumor came from, that I was living with him, as I helped him move his things.
I didn't get it. Peterson, I think, in San Francisco. I don't like this game play. She called somebody, and somebody told several of them by the time I got it, 15 or 20 had it. But at the time, most of the people, that wasn't the case. And I don't think even Beck, maybe Beck had that in the back of his mind. He was suspicious of your questioning, but I don't really think so, because I said, see that, how big a lie that is. Mickey already had met her parents the very same day downtown.
Uh-huh.
Here. So I said, somebody's lying there.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody really believed that. If they did, I wouldn't worry about it. I think you're a principal person. Live with Jim Cobb, it's all right with me. I don't object to this. As I told your mother, I mean this from the depths of my heart, these idiots down there, these fascist provocateurs shooting down white people, and I believe whites are behind them.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you're out of that city.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's safe for black and white to walk down the street. We've had two of our people beat up a block away from the temple, and it was a miracle that Cartmel wasn't shot.
Yeah.
One of the first four shootings, they paused right in front of him and moved on down to the corner for some strange reason. He knew something's up. It was just a sensation. They paused, and that big car paused right in front of him, and looked, and then started the window down. And the sucker went on down half a block and shot some of the police. So I'm glad you're out of that city.
Well, you know, it was a principal reason for leaving in the first place was to work out of the area, which I told you I would do. I wanted to do that.
Well, it
but,
does.
You know, it just so happens that I have a four-month job here in construction. Their first job just happens to be in Redwood Valley, and then they're moving on. They're going farther north, and then a job in Santa Rosa, and it skips all around California. And I couldn't turn down the money that was being offered. It was more than I was making.
You don't worry.
And I only wanted to get enough money to get back to Montana anyway.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I wish I could communicate with Mickey and Jim.
I would do my best to talk with them and see what I could do, but that I couldn't make any promises. That's what I told Wayne, because, you know, Jim Cobb and I, you know, I we're civil to one another, but we're just not any best of friends. And that's, you know, from a lot of things that has happened in the past.
Well, he called Tim, saying he'd meet with me, but I just didn't understand why we can't all be brothers. But I don't want him, the reason I frankly want to meet him separately was that then somebody could say, I said this,
mm-hmm.
I said that. That's why I wanted some of our people to meet there, so you wouldn't see I was giving you any false impression of my love. Those you'd pick in our group, even if they're not even PC people,
yeah.
Sat down. I want you to know that you're not, we in the past have used strategies or personalities to try to make them feel good, so forth. We've got away from a lot of that because it causes so much paranoia. And if you ever need to talk just random people, I would appreciate you to pick, you know, just those peripheral people.
Sure.
But my purpose is, if I talk to you one-to-one, then, or you would talk to me, you could say what you want to do about the conversation. I can say what I want to do about the conversation.
when you say and open your heart in front of people, then you know you feel on safe ground. Because all of us suffer from one thing, and I think may defeat the reformers in this society. It's one thing we all suffer from. Harm and paranoia. I'm as paranoid, I realize it. But I don't have that feeling because you gave a letter. By the way, we never said a word about that.
We
haven't mentioned that. Only Wayne and I know that you gave that letter, and two other people on the PC. I thought Beck would have done that. So possibly he would have some doubt about it. But they're sworn to secrecy. It's actually mailed to Wayne anyway.
That's true, yeah. Lost my temper probably the way I did, but it just seemed that I got to thinking back in the past that of all the people that have ever left the church, and of all the things that have ever been done to the church by people that have
You've
left,
been the most civil, son.
I still want to represent the purposes that I believe are true. I believe in integration. I believe in everything that I learned. But there's some difference of opinions with certain people that happened to be on that planning commission,
I told your mother, you're living it. You're living it. Together are living it. So we've got this letter, but I'd appreciate if Marston said if Terry would give her some work experience where she particularly cared for a person, not even in an institution, but some of her education, because if she sends a general letter, it looks like she doesn't know her well enough.
Yeah.
So if you could just...
We appreciate that, but I don't think she needs to take the letter, because
debate it. Though. I think they would hesitate turning her down if Marston strongly recommended her. If you find that they're, it may be that they would, but Marston is in a strong position. By the way, she could go to Ukiah Convalescent Hospital. Grace had to quit because of some work. She turned her resignation day before yesterday, I think, and I didn't know about till this morning. So she might go there. A number of our people are there. There's unquestionably no hesitancy to get more blacks. They have a lot of blacks in Ukiah. We had thought that Hillside, we've had some of our blacks turned down who were highly qualified, and we've had them turned down in general. They were given this very highest esteem, and sometimes you want to be more suspicious when they're doing that to you
Well, one thing I really would like for you to do, it would make things a lot easier, for Terry and myself, would be that if you could speak to Christine and find out if there would be some way that Terry and myself could see the children. Now, I know that when Kathy Stahl left, there was arrangements made that she could even take the children out to a show or someplace, and was always made sure. I remember you thought of Kathy Stahl enough to let her come and visit her brother. Yeah, very, very, very hard time, because, there's a conflict between Terry and Christine anyway.
There's no order, and I tell you from the depths of my heart, no order from PC, this is Christine.
Okay, and I mean, Terry and Christine don't have to talk, but just to be allowed to see the children, and the children not be afraid, and everything, because we're not going to say anything to the children to do any harm against the church, that.
I know.
And all she would like to do is see her brothers and sisters.
Be sure, too, that not only that, but you say that it's a right church, because these little fellas, now just yesterday I said, I spoke to Johnny, and I said, Terry and Jim love it, and the thing that you want to do, not only just not say anything about the church, but say positive things about it, so that these kids don't feel any pull or conflict. They're too little. It'll destroy their lives. Tell Terry and Jim to say, positive things about me, and I will say positive things about you.
Oh, that's good.
It's a much better thing. And say that, I've even said publicly that some, and of course do have some, that are outside working, but are still with us. And that's probably a wholesome kind of impression.
Sure.
Christine, I don't know why she would hesitate to be seen.
Okay, well then if you could do that for me, I'd really appreciate that. We'll take good care of
her. What's your job with Terry?
Well, you know, they don't get along anyway, and Terry and Christine get things mixed up when they talk with each other and get things confused, you know, like the last issue that they had was the last time they've spoken, so evidently there's no way that she can visit the children or even take them someplace, you know, and that's what she'd like to be able to do. And they are brothers and sisters, and she just wants to visit them.
Whatever. I certainly, Christine's an unknown variable. If I have to, I'll sit down with all of you and talk with her. I'm surprised she would take us on the road, because we had this, we ironed all this out weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be no problem. Not even for Jim.
What about
Jim? She let Jim see.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Someone told her about kidnapping.